This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Friday afternoon, we got Cusumano coming up in a little bit. Man, the Cardinals are kind of on a roll. When I left for Greece, they were five games, I think, under 500, and now they're at 500. Maybe I should stay away a little bit more often, Fred.
Yeah, I think
so. We'll talk with Frank about that here in a second. Paul Hall, though, is here with us, as he always is, on a Friday on entertainment. Mr. Hall from Common Guy Films. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mark. Welcome back. Normally, I would start with, I've got a couple new theatrical films, but I wanted to start with something else because there was a film this week that's now available for everyone to see over on Netflix that kind of grabbed me in all the right places. Shall a Vince Vaughn film do that? And not the way most Vince Vaughn films tend to do. This is a new one called Nonas.
Is it Nonas or Nanas? Is it Nanas
Nona.
Or Nonas? Nonas. Okay, this is a Netflix film. It's not a streaming series, correct?
Correct. It's he is a man. He plays an Italian man who's lost his mom, and as he's trying to reinvent himself, he decides to go ahead and open a restaurant in the middle of Staten Island. And that restaurant has a unique concept. It's basically doesn't have a real a trained chef.
Okay.
He's decided that what people really want in this world and in this time is to have meals prepared that were specialties of nanas, grandmas, all over. And so he brings in a couple nanas from the neighborhood, and they cook home-cooked meals like you would get, you know, when you gather the family around the table at a holiday.
And this cast looks very interesting. Some names that I think a lot of people would recognize that you might not have seen in a while. You have Talia Shire in here, Brenda Vaccaro, Lorraine Bracco.
Brenda Vaccaro.
Yeah, Brenda Vaccaro.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, top to bottom. Really cool casting. This is a lot of fun. It may get you with a little teary-eyed from time to time. And it really gives you what you need to just come together. And let's face it, food is one of those things that brings families all over the place together, and it reminded me as I'm watching it of two things: my own mom, who passed away about 5 years ago now, and my grandma, who I don't have around either at this point. But the meals that they prepared, like for my mom, it was her lasagna, and I still make it very similar to the way she did till this day for my family. And my grandma had some great dishes, like big pancakes. She was Norwegian.
Huh.
They were like a crepe with butter and sugar and rolled up, and they were absolutely to die for. That and Christmas rice at Christmas time that my cousin still makes to this day from there. So I told Fred the assignment was, what's that meal you remember from Grandma?
For me, it was, and I maybe this is because I don't have it very often these days, and my wife doesn't like it, but man, my grandma made a great meatloaf. Meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Yum,
that was my comfort
yum.
Food
that
there.
Is, that's old school. That's old school.
My grandmother was a baker. So what I remember most is she would make cinnamon swirl bread from scratch, and we would have that on Christmas morning or any other time in the winter when she came. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. It's toast with butter.
Oh. Sorry. At one grandparent, I had Italian pasta. I mean, anything, seafood pasta, red pasta, white pasta. All of that, grew up on that. And then on the other side, my grandmother made the most amazing Christmas turkey.
Oh, yum. Mm-hmm. Man, I love turkey.
Yeah.
I have a, I can only remember my Grandma Bottomer, and I would remember waking up there every Saturday morning, and she made the best big pancakes.
Oh,
be just
darn.
Like you, Paul. Mm-hmm. And we would listen to KMOX, the trading station, and we would eat these big, big pancakes.
That's kind of cute. Mrs. Bottenheimer.
I love that.
Adorable.
I do yep. like that.
And how about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Sorry, I was a little late on the cue, but I had to play right. that. There you go.
Well, that's good.
The thing
see,
is, it sounds like will bring you those feelings. Those yeah. feelings, if as you guys were recounting those dishes, you remember those times you sat down and ate them with your family and those good times. You know, we all have our bad times too, but those are the good times, and Nona's will bring the good times out in you. I absolutely love this movie. If you don't sit down and watch it with your mom this weekend or your grandma, if they're around, enjoy it. This is a kind of what a kind of a feel good movie that everybody can see and enjoy. We'll have a good time with.
Wow, you know, this is interesting because as I page down, I'm on IMDb. Campbell Scott is in this movie. Great actor there. Linda Cardellini is in this movie. I saw another name that I thought was interesting. Oh, Susan
Sarandon,
Dre DiMatteo from The Sopranos. Yeah, that's a great
wow.
cast.
Yeah, and Susan Sarandon is the baker here. So for you, if you're looking for baker, she's actually the baker. And you've got a woman that comes. You know, each of these grandmas come to the table from different places. I'm not calling them nanas. I call them grandmas in my case. That's all they are. They're the Italian version of the grandma. And they're the kind of the matriarch of the family. And they have those special recipes that we all wish we had.
That's awesome. Now, I'm very fascinated because I have a piece of audio in here, and I don't know what this is about, but there is a, I think it's a film, it's called Clown, my wife hates clowns, Clown in a Cornfield.
They're really big on tradition around here. Every year, there's this parade where everyone gathers around a friend of Lot.
Friend of?
It's the clown on all the Bapen corn syrup labels. There's some real weirdos at this staff.
There's a psycho dressed up like Friendo. Trying to kill us.
Maybe it's just me. It sounds like a perfect Mother's Day movie for the weekend,
good
Paul.
Good grief.
Just like Nana's. Clown in a Cornfield.
Mom wants to get rid of the kids for the afternoon. Send them to go see Friendo the Clown and the folks who go nuts in a Midwestern cornfield. As this town's kind of, it's kind of falling apart. Their main product they made there, the factory's kind of going down. The mascot was this clown. And he starts wreaking havoc all over the town. It's a harken back to the 80s type of slasher movie, but with more humor. It's kind of that whole, it plays with itself. It reminded me of, I think it was one of the phone companies or a Geico commercial that did the whole, the kids ran behind, oh, we got to go
oh, yeah,
behind
yeah,
the
yeah.
chainsaws.
Yeah. Right.
right.
It reminded me of that and the way they play with things. They know how to make this work from the standpoint of you just having a good time with it. Yes, a good time in the middle of a slasher film. I get it. They kind of don't go together, but it actually was a good time for those of you who are willing to experience it. Clown in a Cornfield, see it at a drive-in near you this summer because I think you might be scared at that point.
What do we got streaming-wise? You know, I'm a little bit behind on Your Friends and Neighbors now. I'm behind on a couple others because I was gone for more than a week. What do you got? What are you watching, Jane? Are you watching anything now?
Yeah, Mobland.
Yeah, and I still haven't started that.
I like it. I really like it. It's kind of old school mob stuff, which I like. And yeah, I also watched The Agency, which was good. It was okay.
So I was catching up on my trip on Hacks with Gene Smart, and I
great
watched
show.
The first season. I got through season two. Let me stop because I love Gene Smart in this. But you know what's annoying me is the assistant character, and this is what's disappointing. I don't know what her name is, but she's the daughter. Did you know the woman who plays the assistant in there is the daughter of Lorraine Newman from Saturday Night Live?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't
know
that.
You know what? That makes sense.
It does. She looks like her.
Yes. Now that you say that, but no, I didn't know. Wow.
I'm on season three. It's okay because
I love the way she just abuses her.
Yeah,
I think it's hilarious.
I like Jean Smart, but the her character, I don't know why. And then I was disappointed because I love Lorraine Newman and she was such a genius, but it was a little disappointing to me overall. Anything else you got streaming wise here this weekend, Paul?
Yeah, I'm going to mention a new Netflix docuseries because we love these true crime things. A Deadly American Marriage. It's a brand new one that's out for Netflix. This is a movie version, so it's not a series you got to get into. It's about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes long. This is the story of Jason Corbett's death. I'll tell you, it's one of the first documentaries like this that I've seen where half of this makes you believe one thing and half of it is 180 degrees the opposite side. How does it go and how does it get there?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You've got to see this to check it out. It's basically the story of a man who gets murdered, and the question is, what happened in the room? Who was abusing who? And it was one of the most horrific murders that the prosecutors in this small North Carolina town had ever seen. Absolutely stunning the way it came together. And I don't recall the case when it happened. But A Deadly American Marriage is a very twisted little hour and 45 minutes if you like the true crime stuff.
So let me highlight something, because I think if you subscribe to Netflix, we all get the emails. And in fact, on the one you're just talking about, I got an email this afternoon on The American Marriage. But there was something that came out earlier this week that I thought was fascinating, because we know a lot of the stories, Fred and Sue, and I would say Jane as well, because right. We've talked about them here on the air. And this is a series called Trainwreck, and it's going to start, I think, on June 10th. And it says it's an 8-part doc anthology that focuses on some of the wildest and most bizarre events to ever blow up in the mainstream media. So the first one is the Astroworld tragedy, which was in 2021. Then remember Rob Ford, you know, in Toronto, Fred.
Remember
the mayor, because he was kind of crazy and had a drug issue.
Weird.
They're calling that mayor of mayhem. This has got to be the best. Trainwreck poop cruise. This is a luxury cruise that was from Galveston, Texas to Cozumel, Mexico. But for 4,000 passengers, the reality proves catastrophically different. I don't know if I know that story. The Cult of American Apparel is another one. The Real Project X is another one. Balloon Boy is another one. This is... I remember that. That's when the father in Fort Collins calls 911. He says that his son has kind of escaped from a balloon. So there's all these interesting stories, many of which I think we've covered here on the show. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, that's got a full list, including things about Area 51 and things that everybody has seen on the headlines at one point. You may have forgotten them since. I mean, heck, you could do a whole episode like that of everything revolving around Fire Festival and Fire Festival 2 and Fire Festival we might do it, and Fire Festival we didn't do it, and it's your fault, not mine.
Yeah, lots of options out there, but they've done a pretty good job with these documentaries. I like the fact that Netflix is breaking that into 8 parts and they're just doing one episode on each, because sometimes they, as we've talked about before, they have dragged these things out. Paul, where can they find your reviews?
SimpleCommonGuy.com. I will say the 4 seasons over on Netflix, the remake that's in a series form, is actually not bad either. I did find myself enjoying that and wondering what may happen in the future.
All right, awesome. We'll talk next Friday. Thank you, Paul.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Kusumano is coming up next. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.